Jack Rabbit FM cares. Good morning, angels.
This morning it's about a very, very special school, the Randburg Clinic School for Special Needs and Autistic Learners. We got this letter written to us here at Good Morning Angels by Angie Hall. She is PR to the school. She said, please, you know, what's coming up, eh? It's Christmas time. It's festive time. Angelique, I think am I right in saying that these kids, autistic kids, need specific, very, very, very special and specific care. Am I right?
Very, very specific. I'm also a parent of an autistic child. Okay. He's 7 years old. There's many challenges that go into raising a child with autism. There's a lot of patience, a lot of understanding, financial obligations that are required for children with autism, such as speech therapy, occupational therapy, even simple things like food, because they're such picky eaters, can be exceptionally expensive.
How do you describe an autistic child? Let's say someone doesn't know the terminology.
In my experience as a parent, a lot of people just see it as a misbehaved child getting what they want and throwing temper tantrums all the time. That's how a lot of people can perceive him. I've been approached and also been told, you need to discipline your child more in public. So that's the perception I've seen, how other people see my son as an autistic child.
So they're seen as overactive?
Overactive, spoiled for a better word. Doing what they want and getting their way all the time, yeah.
And what is the treatment?
Early intervention is the best for these children.
Okay.
So if you feel there's something different, push. Don't give up. The more earlier you can catch the condition, the better.
Okay.
A lot of patience, a lot of understanding, and a lot of love.
Do you sometimes run out of that?
Yes, I do. Honestly, I do.
Tell me about a bad day.
A bad day is... he's, especially with the weather, now is a very bad time of the year for me with him.
Wow.
He struggles, he can't listen, he just cannot hear you. It's not that he's ignoring you, he can't hear you because his senses are so overwhelmed. So a typical example with his sensory of smell. When he was little, the smell of garlic was so overwhelming, he actually lost his speech. He would just run out the room. He can't take the smell of onions and garlic. I had to stop cooking with those kind of things. He, like I said, just constant meltdowns. Everything's wrong. Nothing's right.
I'm guessing that if you're an ignorant parent, ignorant to the condition, you would see that as very naughty. And yes. You would resort to punishment.
Yes, and punishment does not work with our autistic
children. It doesn't work with these kids.
It doesn't work. When people tell me, when I was little, my dad just gave me a very good hiding and I came right. When people say that, I can't tell you what happens inside of me when they say that. Because I've tried every kind of discipline with my son. I've even tried the hiding thing. It actually makes them more aggressive. They get embarrassed.
Yeah.
And it totally explodes the situation out of control. So it's been very difficult. We've had situations where my son's been kicked out of the school, and a lot of autistic kids get kicked out. They cannot handle their behavior. So if D'Angelo, my son, gets upset or angry, he has a fright or flight reaction. So fright meaning he'll hide away, flight meaning he'll run.
Sure.
And he does the flight. So it's very scary, intimidating, very scary with a child that just runs.
Does it make you angry that there are parents that abandon their children because they don't want to deal with it?
It makes me sad, more sad than angry, because these children are phenomenal. Once you take the time to get to know them and see them for the individuals that they are so special and so amazing.
But thank goodness that there is a place called Randburg Clinic School for Special Needs and Autistic Learners that take care and give these kids the love, the care, the future that they deserve.
And the understanding, Martin.
The understanding. And we want to support that. Talking about autistic kids on the show this morning, specifically the Randburg Clinic School for Special Needs and Autistic Learners. Got a letter in from Angelique, or Angie Hall. She herself, PR to the school, but also has an autistic son. Been telling us more about autistic children and the special care and attention that they need and deserve. Also joining us on the show from the school is Ashika. Ashika, good morning. It's probably a tough time of the year. How many learners do you have at the school?
On the autism section, Martin, we have 75 learners.
Sure.
And our autism unit is just 4 years old. We started with 3 kids and now they are 75.
Sure.
So the need is huge out there.
And I take it that autism isn't a one size fits all. There are different manifestations of autism.
Actually, Diane, the way it's described, if you've met one child with autism, you've met one child with autism. That's basically how it is.
Are all the kids' parents involved with the school? Do you also educate the parents in how to take better care of them?
Absolutely. In fact, we always, when we do the screenings, before we take a child in, we make the parents aware that they've got to be fully involved. Our biggest resource is our parents.
Yeah.
Because whatever we implement in the classroom has to be carried over to the home. So that's how you'll find the maximum progress in the child.
What about parents that just can't? That don't know how to? And don't have the patience and the energy? Do you get cases like these?
Absolutely, we do. But we have parent workshops. If the parent doesn't have capacity, then we approach extended family members. And that's how we try and get what's in the child's best interest.
Have you ever taken kids away from their parents?
There have been instances, yes. We've got a social worker at our school. Sometimes parents are on drugs. There's difficulty financially. Some of the kids are being abused. Then we have no option but to remove them from the triangles, and then they are put into children's homes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sure. And of course, we're heading into Christmas, and I can just imagine these kids, they want the same as all the other kids, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes.
And they're looking at you, probably, the school. Some of these families' cases, they're looking at you.
Yes,
to bring
are.
The festive cheer, am I right?
Yes, correct.
Well, that's
definitely
why Angelique wrote to Good Morning Angels. Specifically, how many of these children do you have that you look after and care for besides what you do in this normal school environment?
We have 25 learners in the hostel that we accommodate. 10 of those children are from children's homes. But, you know, also with the children that are based with their families, and that because of the financial strain, some of the presents that the children want is so excessive and simple to anyone else, but the parent just cannot afford it because of all the extras that go into looking after these children.
Mm. So, okay, when you look at a school like this, Randburg Clinic School, special needs and autistic learners, what do you need? If there's someone listening this morning who could make a difference, who's got, you know, too many of one thing, what can they bring?
Our children thrive with blocks, Lego blocks, building. It gives them a sense of calmness. They all love it, and it's imaginative. The girls love dolls, brushing the hair, plaiting the hair.
Okay.
Some of our kids don't have shoes.
Seriously?
Some of our kids don't have shoes. We actually provide shoes for the children. Our children love soccer, you know, so some of them don't have soccer boots, and they're very possessive over those kind of items. You know, our children, all of them, on both the autism and behavior section, they fixate on one thing.
Okay.
So that's the one thing that they really love.
Di, do you think we should put a list of things? I bet
absolutely.
You there are so many people sitting in their cars right now thinking, you know what, I have all of that.
It's not extravagant things, really.
No. In many cases, pre-loved, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
So maybe we can put a list there of things. If you hear something there mentioned that you think you can help out with, then hey, listen, let's see who comes through this morning. More Good Morning Angels coming up exclusive to Jacaranda FM Wednesday mornings right here. Angela Hall, who wrote to us with us this morning, she's also, as it turns out, the PR of the school and has an autistic son, Sheikah, also representing the school this morning. And on the line right now is an angel, Stephen McIntyre, co-owner at MacProp. Stephen, good morning. Morda.
Morten, good morning.
Lekker in jy.
Goed, dankie, man.
Stephen, ons luister nou vir oggend dat die ongelooflike werk wat hierdie school doen. Jy weet, hulle tree selfs in waar ouers val en waar ouers nie verstaan hoe met hierdie kinders om hulle te onderrig en vir hulle om te gee nie. So hulle doen verskriklike spesiale werk.
Ja, nee, kyk Martin, dis vir ons 'n verskriklike groot voorreg om hierdie donasie te maak vanoggend vir julle. En ons wil ook net vir julle dankie sê, samen met Angels, om die geleentheid te gee om 'n verskil in hierdie mense se lewens te maak.
Wel, as Sheikah en Angelique sit beide so in ateliee, so jy kan maar vir hulle die goeie nuus gee vir oggend.
Goed, Angelique, van MacProp Presidential af wil ons van jaar vir julle R30,000 donasie gee, wat julle kan aanwend om hierdie mense se lewens te vergemaklik en weer dinge vir hulle bietjie lekkerder te maak daar by julle skool.
Jo, baie dankie Steven, dis fantasties. Dankie. Yeah.
Steven, I wish you could see Angelique's face when you said 30,000 rand.
Nee, dit is net 'n groot plesier en dan dis nie waar dit stop nie. Ander gedeeltes van ons besigheid het ons 'n klein beesboerdery. So ons wil dan ook 'n bees skenk aan julle wat julle kan bewerk en dan self besluit hoe julle hierdie vleis gaan aanwend om daar by die skool vir die mense uit te gee.
O, Steven, dis is so fantasties. Ek kan nie, I'm overwhelmed. I can't even speak properly.
That's a whole lot of festive cheer there. 30,000 rand and of course the cow.
Meat. What's Christmas without the meat?
sounds like a party. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You've got some people here from your company who's just going to prove that you're speaking the truth.
Okay, so let him come in. Stephen is in Cape Town, but he sent his angels.
Oh, there we go. There's a check of 30,000 rand on behalf of MacRob. There you go. Well done. Steven, have a super time. Thanks for being on air with us.
As I 100%. Bye, donkey.
Lekker dag verder, word. Well, there you go. Thanks, everybody from MacProp. That's really, really special. That is a big check, and I'm sure it's going to put smiles on the faces of these kids. Yeah. Angelique, that's a bit of festive cheer right there, hey?
Early in November. Wow.
Merry Christmas to you and to all the other kids at Randburg. Nice to meet both of you. Thanks for being on the show. And just on behalf of all the listeners, thanks for the great work that you do.
Thank you.
Absolute angels. Thanks to MacProp as well, coming through, being our angels this morning. And of course, you being the original angel and, you know, bringing this to our attention. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Amazing job. Well done. Well done. You're listening to me, Stella.